Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. In just a moment, we will be joined live by our very special guest, the FIFA Women's Player of the Year and the newest member of the Western New York Flash, Rochester's own Abby Wambach. We'll also be talking more about the NWSL player allocations and the rest of the big news in U.S. international soccer with Michael Lewis and Dick Howard. And finally, Maurizio Salas from the Lancers will be on to talk about Saturday's tough loss to Syracuse at home and the big matches the Lancers have on the road this weekend. Let's bring in now Joe Sirianni, our Lancers Wall of Famer himself. And Joe, I'm very excited. It's the most excited I've been in a while for
Andrew. The tone of your voice and how you have demonstrated your pleasure by having Abby back in Rochester is certainly agreed by me as well.
Because I haven't been this excited since Chelsea won the Champions League.
I'm speechless. I just don't know how to express my sentiment because we have waited so long. We have always been in awe of Abby Wambach achievement. Can you imagine having her back here wearing the Flash uniform?
We don't have to imagine. It's going to happen in just a matter of months. By the way, I should also say, and also in addition, when the U.S. won the gold medal, of course, in the Olympic Games, that was equally as exciting, if not more so, than Chelsea. But my heart lies in many different places. But let's not wait, anybody wait any longer. Let's bring our special guest in now. She is the FIFA Women's Player of the Year and will be leading the Western New York Flash along with her teammate from the national team, Olympic gold medal themselves, Carly Lloyd, bringing out on our show Abby Wambach. Abby's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Get your 2013 season tickets. They're going fast. 454-KICK is the number to call, or go to WNYFlash.com. Abby, thanks for joining us, and welcome home.
Oh, man, thanks for having me on, you guys. What's going on?
Oh, it's been quite a week, I tell you. For you especially, man, my goodness. From winning the FIFA Women's Player of the Year award to being allocated to the Flash, I mean, has this been one of the biggest weeks of your life outside of playing in the World Cup and the Olympics?
I would definitely say, hands down, this has been some of the most exciting and dramatic days of my life. You know, having been in Switzerland and then flying home and getting allocated a few days later has... I mean, it's life-changing, you know, and to be able to come back and play for my hometown, it will be really exciting. You know, I always play a lot better with my family watching, and so hopefully I can put a good performance on the field for my team and hopefully bring another championship back to New York West Flash.
And Joe Sirianni, of course, is chomping at the bit here to talk.
Abby, Joe Sirianni here, and I go back a long time with you when you played with the Ravens, and I had the pleasure of meeting your mother there, and I can imagine how pleased she is and how proud she is to have you back in Rochester, just as much as we do, if not more. And, of course, you have established yourself. You represent Rochester in everything that you do, in everything that you say. You are a Rochesterian, and we are so pleased to have you.
Well, I'm really excited as well, and my mom is, of course, over the moon excited about it. And, you know, when she was in Switzerland, she has been through it, just like many of the people of Rochester. You guys have been there my whole career. And having said that, it's important for Rochester to feel the love from me in return, because the only reason why I am playing soccer and playing on a professional level is because I've had people that believed in me all along, you know, starting off with my family and my parents, and then moving on in my career to creating thousands and now millions of fans that, you know, it's a dream come true, and I just couldn't be more proud to be representing such a fantastic city that gave me so much and the environment and the opportunity to grow into the person and player that I have.
I have had the privilege to speak to so many people that have kids, little girls, and they are so excited at the fact that you're going to be here. And, you know, I assume that only the sale of one buck shirt is going to demonstrate, you know, people wearing those shirts going to demonstrate how much you're loved in Rochester. And I'm sure, you know, I can't contain myself, because I'm really excited about you being back to Rochester. I'm being excited because of all the things you have accomplished. And my congratulations for having chosen or having been allocated. You know,
well, thank you very much, Tina. And I think it's important to note that there are a few channels and radio stations that are dedicated to promoting soccer in our country, and I think it's important for you guys to know that, you know, there's only another way that I get promoted and that Rochester can stay in touch with what goes on, and that's the media, that's the radio, that's you guys doing the hard work day in and day out to make sure that people of Rochester still knows the news of my life, and I can't appreciate that enough, and my family appreciates it as well. There's millions of them in Rochester somewhere, so it's been really fun. I've had a great career, and hopefully I can end it where it began in Rochester.
Well, Abby, one more person I want to mention throughout. The connection you and I have is Kathy Boughton, who I graduated with from Cardinal Mooney, and, of course, she was your coach at Mercy. So I'm sure she and all the Mercy people, my wife is a Mercy graduate as well. So I know that the Mercy alums are going to be coming out in force to support you. But I want to ask you, there was a lot of talk about where you would end up playing this in the NWSL. There were rumors flying all over the place. I'm sure you heard them. You have your ear to the ground and everything that happens in Rochester. There was talk about Portland and talk about Washington, D.C. But when did you yourself make the push to want to play at home? When did that occur?
Well, you are right that it was between Portland and Rochester. And I think after looking at it on a bigger picture scale, it made more sense for me to go to Rochester. It made more sense not only for me, but my family. And, you know, it'll be really fun to be able to see some of my nieces and nephews grow up. You know, I've missed so much because of the game. And now I'll have an opportunity to go home and see some things that I normally wouldn't get to see, you know, whether it's a piano recital or a soccer game that they're playing in. You know, Aunt Abby comes in for 2-3 days, and then she's got to go away again. So it'll be cool to get to know, you know, my family again, because I've been on the road for 15 years. And it just became a no-brainer. The decision was basically getting made by itself. And a lot of other players necessarily weren't really that thrilled about moving to upstate New York. And so I thought, you know what, this could be a really perfect opportunity for me to go home and play in front of my family so that my parents don't have to travel thousands of miles to watch me play. And maybe a chance for me to retire kind of where my career began. And I think it might be a little symbolic and almost appropriate under the circumstances.
You mentioned that a lot of players didn't want to come to Western New York for whatever reason, but one player who did want to come here and is going to be part of this team is Carly Lloyd, who we've had on our show. We had her on right after the Olympic Games, and what a player she is. And I think that you and her combined is going to be dynamite for the Flash. Tell us what you think she's going to bring to the table for the Flash. And I know you mentioned in the press conference about a certain type of food, which you can't mention because they're not a sponsor. But just remember, Salen's hot dogs, it does not get served on that type of food. So.
I get it. Well, I think that Carly is going to bring not only her experience and leadership to the team, but obviously her skill. She's a dribbling, attacking midfielder, and I think that in this kind of league, it could be really beneficial if she has other people around her that knows the kind of style she wants to play. I know Aaron, and we spoke on the phone yesterday, and I'm not exactly sure what kind of style he's going to want to play in formation or system, but I do know he's going to want to score goals. And under the circumstances of having Carly and I on the team, I think that two great players are in a position to do that for him. And I don't know too much about the other Mexican players, but I'm really excited to be able to get to play with them and the Canadians as well. And, you know, I can't thank, you know, Joe Salen enough for continuing not only the development of soccer, but women's soccer. You know, he's got a daughter that plays soccer and loves the sport himself and has the ability to support something in a huge way. So that's also another reason why I wanted to come back, because not too often do you get owners that have the money and the passion to back a venture like this. And I just really appreciate him sticking his neck out and putting his money where his mouth is in terms of what he believes in and what he's willing to do to get it. You know, and of course, Aaron and the whole organization is run in such a professional manner that I'm just really excited to get to get there and to get the ball rolling, because, you know, I'm just going to be another piece of the puzzle. It's not going to be totally my responsibility to bring back the championship. Everybody is going to have to do their part, including Aaron himself. You know, he's going to have to make some hard decisions and coach as well as he possibly knows how, because this league is going to be difficult no matter what team you're on and no matter who what coach you are. So you just got to be on your best game, and hopefully the right things will happen so we can bring home the championship.
We're here with Abby Wambach, the news member of the Flash, Rochester's own. Go ahead, Joe.
Abby, just as you said before, I just want to comment on two things. First of all, I listened to your acceptance speech, and I can't be any more prouder than you are, because being a star, it's one thing, but being a humble star, it's probably something that not too many people possess, you know, those skills. And you give credit to the whole team, because and rightfully so, because without the team, you couldn't score no goal. That's the way you put it. But the other thing that I wanted to say that you commented on, and from my point of view, is that you saved your mother by choosing Rochester. You saved your mother a lot of traveling time, because it's my understanding that she attended all the games that you played and all the good things that you did, and she's been part of it. So that's a plus for her to have your home. The other thing is that I would like your comment on, if I may. It's the, you know, the league itself. 15 years you've been in the league, and how do you see, you know, the progress of this new league?
Well, I think that moving forward with the NWSL, I think you're going to see a huge uptick in not only talent, but experience and leadership. And I've been a professional athlete for over 15 years now, and or maybe 12 or 13 years, and it's been, you know, some of the best experiences of my life, not only because I get to play a sport for a living, but I don't have to have another job. And this league, it might not totally be like that across all the teams. There might be teams that some of the girls have to have other jobs, and that's the sacrifice we as a national team made in terms of agreeing to playing in this league. We believe that we deserve to all be getting paid. We do. But we also know that we failed two times before, and maybe this is the best solution for right now until we can grow the game and the markets enough to get the corporate kind of dollars, which is what you need to sustain a true professional league. So a lot of things are going to have to happen between now until then, but we really need the support of everybody in the community Even if you don't go to every game, buy some season tickets. I promise you it'll be worth it. If you can't go to a couple of weekends, a couple of games, you can give them away to your family members, and they can grow the game or their love for the game. I can't express it enough. And I know Rochester is going to be a different market than maybe the other ones. Soccer is already sold in Rochester and in Buffalo. But the other markets are going to be important too. So if anybody's listening and they're in another market, buy a season ticket or even just buy one ticket. You won't be disappointed.
It's going to be a great league. I'm so looking forward to it. A couple of people on the American Outlaws from Rochester, the biggest supporters of soccer, no matter be the Rhinos, the Flash, or the Lancers, they both answered that same question. They're wondering about a certain player you know by the name of Marta, and if there's a possibility that Marta could come back to the Flash. And correct me if I'm wrong, Abby, I don't think you've ever played with Marta on the same team. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've never played with Marta on the same team. You know what? I just was with her last week, and I asked her what her plans were, and she was unsure of what was going to happen. So it is possible to get a player like Marta. Marta herself is undecided about what she's going to do next year, but my gut feeling is that she's going to go play in Germany.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Zurich, your experience right there. I mean, being there and, you know, with all the stars.
Everybody, yeah.
Just tell us in a few words what your emotion and whatever.
Well, to be honest, you know, I've been around the world traveling, and when you get to go to the Ballon d'Or gala, it's almost like a dream for any soccer fan. You know, when you turn on the Fox Soccer Channel or beIN Sports, you're watching all of the best male athletes from across the world. And to be in the same room, to be seated next to Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, this year, and last year I was next to Messi, those are the moments where you feel like a little kid again. And you forget about even why I was there. I was just, like, giddy and happy to be a part of it. And you feel almost like it's, like, not real and a dream, like I said, and that's just really the truth. I wish I could sit here and act and sound cooler, but the truth is that I couldn't have been happier to have been a part of it. And then not only that, but to win, it was very, very overwhelming and emotional, and my parents were there, so you know, I couldn't have been a better couple of days for me than getting allocated to Western New York Flash was, just icing on the cake. It's like, all right, here we go. You know, like the next couple of years are set up, and now I just started training again today for this next season. And I couldn't have more motivation to train in an off season after having just been given the Ballon d'Or for the women and gotten allocated to play in my hometown.
Abby, one last question. There's a picture I think will be iconic for many soccer fans. The picture with you and Messi winning the two winners of the Player of the Year awards, and you towering over Leo because he is short of stature but incredibly, incredibly talented. You know, but without a doubt, the best male player in the world. I mean, what was that like for you to be with Messi? I mean, the fashion plate that he is. I guess he got that idea for that spotted coat from Maradona. I guess he wore it once. But
yeah.
What was that like with Messi?
Well, you know what? I had never thought about it until you just said that. But I guess you're right. It is an iconic picture, because what it shows you is that being a smaller man and being a bigger woman, you can still succeed. You can still become best in the world, quote unquote. And you know, I haven't actually even thought about it in those terms, but that's really true. You know, there's not many girls that are as big as I am, and there's not many guys that play football that are as little as Messi is. But it's not about your size, it's about how you use your body. And I think that Messi and myself have used both of our weaknesses to our advantage by really focusing on our strengths. And I think that that's what separates good players from great players, and I think that helps me and myself in my career.
What number are you going to be wearing with the Flash? Have you requested your number yet?
I'll be probably be wearing number 20. Yeah, number 20 is my number.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's good. Well, Abby, we really appreciate you coming on our show, and we are looking forward to this spring. And believe me, we'll be at every match, and we're going to be promoting the heck out of it. We think the world of the Salen family and the entire organization. They're truly top of the line.
And we hope you can help us promote the tent by, you know, maybe in the future to come again in our show to promote the sale of tickets. People listen, and I'm sure that you're a good salesperson.
Sounds good. You guys let me know if I can do anything on your end. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Abby. Bye-bye. Abby Wamba, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And what can you say, Joe? I don't think there's anything further to say.
I'm overwhelmed.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk more women's soccer, and we'll talk some men's soccer as well on the international front here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring and will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salen Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salen Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salen's. Salen's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salen's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salen's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salen's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salen's.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers continue their fight for an MISL playoff berth on Sunday, January 27th at the Blue Cross Arena in a critical match against the Missouri Comets with an early kickoff of 1 p.m. Get your ticket to RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Stand by,
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And this week's report, international report with Dick Howard, and every week's report is brought to you by our title sponsor, once again in 2013, top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Go see Tony and Michelle. Tell them you heard it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount on your purchase. Can't beat that. All your Lancer fans, get your Lancer gear, whether it be the MISL or the original NASL Lancers. We have gear for that, too. And, Joe, you'll highly recommend the
definitely
both of them.
You can call 248-2650 and just tell them that we sent you.
That's right.
And Tony will be very pleased to give you the discount.
Dick, how you doing tonight? What a weekend, huh?
Exciting times, isn't it? It's great for the men's game and the women's game. It really is getting a lot of coverage in the papers, and I think it's tremendous with what's happening with the NWSL, of course.
It certainly is, and the big news, of course, in Canada was that it's a reuniting of the deadly duo from the Western New York Flash Championship team of 2011. Alex Morgan and Christine Sinclair will be playing for the Portland Thorns along with Tobin Heath and add in Karina LeBlanc, the Canadian national team keeper. They're already saying that Portland's a team to beat, but I wouldn't bet against the Flash just yet.
Well, apparently they've got the chance to capture the number one pick in the draft. Is that correct? This Kristen Mewis might be coming to play with the Western New York Flash, and if she stays up top with Abby Wambach, well, gee, she better look out. And it'll be very interesting because I will be in Indianapolis for the draft this week, and there'll be some exciting negotiations, I'm sure, going on at that time.
Well, the Flash did pretty well with their last number one pick, a lady by the name of Alex Morgan, and she's turned into the biggest thing in soccer right now in many different ways. But I think Christine playing, she went to school in Portland. I think it's a great move for her. Karina LeBlanc is a steal for them. I mean,
she's
extremely experienced. And yeah. Talk about
she's
a personality.
So well,
she's really going to light things up in Portland.
And you're right, you know, they could well be the team to beat when you look at the squads. But I just think it's a tremendous initiative by U.S. Soccer, Sunil Gulati, and, you know, the National Association, as well as the National Associations from Canada and Mexico with regards to subsidizing the salaries of the players. And I really do applaud them with regards to this initiative because it needs now stability. We've not seen that with previous ventures with the women's game, and I'm really confident that this is going to be here for a long, long time, which is great, of course, for players in the three countries we've mentioned, as well as around the world. Everybody will want to come and play in this quality league.
Well, you know, Dick, one of the things that Abby said that you know, the national team players from the Canadian and the Mexican team and the American team, they sort of have a guaranteed contract that, you know, they get a salary. And I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's, you know, it's pretty good. And then, of course, you've got the rest of the team that, according to my partner over here, they have a salary cap. And I don't know what the salary cap really is. But you could have a disparity between, you know, people that get so much money and people that get very little money, and they might have to have another job in order to sustain themselves. But going back to the old days of soccer as you and I lived, where, you know, you had to have another way to have an income in order to survive. So what is your thoughts on about that?
Well, I think that, you know, the way the 55 national team players were allocated, I think, was very much tied in with preferred destinations and the clubs themselves saying, you know, who they prefer to have in their team. With regards to full-time, part-time, I think that you'll find that a lot of the players will be full-time players, and not having seen what the salaries involved are, but if they are reasonable, and, you know, you would think that they would be, that there will be some equality within the league. Although, as you mentioned, and certainly we know from our own experiences in the North American Soccer League, if you know, some clubs have their druthers, they will obviously try and offer the, how can one say, inflated salaries. But I'm sure that the three national associations are making sure that, yes, there are guaranteed salaries for all the players on the teams, not just the players that have been drafted already.
It's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. And I know that, what was the biggest news in Canada, Dick, about Christine Sinclair, or were there some other names that made some news from the Canadian women's team?
Well, of course, I think everybody was delighted with Christine, you know, getting, she got several top awards in Canada for athletes of the year, and she really captured the imagination of the nation with regards to, you know, her performances and everything else tied in with the Olympics, and it was great. And I think a lot of credit has to go to John Herdman. He did an outstanding job, and now we've got a situation, of course, where Christine, she can't play in a tournament that the Canadian team is playing in China, but she will be back, I'm sure, for upcoming national team games. But overall, it's been very positive, and the women are certainly showing the way here north of the border.
They are, and it's going to be a great season coming up with the NWSL, and we're just looking forward to that. But there's lots of things going on around the world right now, and I think probably the biggest surprise, and unfortunately, Joe, we're not happy, but UVA dropped points again but Parma, I believe, was they're the only team that has not lost a game at home,
right.
So it's no disgrace to end up with a draw there.
You know, just in the Italian league, really, you know, Milano lost yesterday, and you know, and they're in trouble. Inter won, Fiorentina's won, and here we are. Juventus got 45 points, Lazio got 42, Napoli 40, Inter 38, Fiorentina 35. Roma 32, Milano 31, Udinese 30, Parma 30, Catania 29. So it's within scope of a win in the law. You know, a win can get the Polcio to be either second or third or whatever. So the league is very tight. You know, and that's I watched the game with Juventus. I watched the game Juventus Parma, and I think the Juventus lacks luck to a certain extent, but they also need a guy that puts the ball in the net.
And you know? I wonder if that guy is named Didier Drogba. we'll see. Dick will see if that transfer happens. If that does, that's going to send some ripples throughout the world of football.
And Dick, I got to ask you, Buffon, again, in Italian they call it the
he
Papa.
He found wanting with the goal by Sansoni?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he extended his arm, but he was, I don't know whether he was out of position I really don't know what happened.
I didn't see the game, but certainly when you have a goalkeeper of his quality making very few mistakes, you know, in recent weeks he's really had a tough period, and you know, it gets into a little bit of confidence, even the best players and especially goalkeepers. If there's that lacking of confidence, then it can really spread through the team, and hopefully he'll recover from that. He's too good a goalkeeper not to.
They need Chiellini back. I mean, to anchor the defense.
Yeah, but
injuries are certainly a big part of things right now. And in England, Dick, I tell you, the big news was, you know, again, the referee's decision basically resulted in the main part of the result in the Arsenal Manchester City match. And you know, City won their first time at Arsenal in 38 years, and it's a big win, especially with Man U holding on to beat Liverpool, and
they got 10 points.
It's
a good win. It's a good win for Manchester City. I know they're concerned about Kompany and then the red card that was issued, but you know, he went in with the studs up, and look at the positioning of the referee. You know, in all those calls, he was perfectly positioned, and in his opinion, you know, there was an intent to injure, and I know that they're going to question it, but to my mind, both red cards were fully justified in that game because the referee was right there on the spot to make the decision. And
I share your...
in my opinion, and obviously the managers are concerned because they're going to lose key players maybe for upcoming games, but to my mind, both were justified.
And Dick, this week, I tell you, what a slate of matches. You got FA Cup replays happening this week, Manchester United hosting West Ham, and then on the weekend you've got Chelsea Arsenal and Spurs Manchester United on Sunday. That's some very tasty morsels for the fans to get excited about this week.
It's great, and as Joe mentioned, you know, with points for a win and one for a tie, you get on a bit of a run and get some wins, and another team is getting ties, then you can close the gap. And I think it was a great initiative to give that extra point for a win, as opposed to the old days when it was 2 points for a win and one
points,
for a tie.
Yeah. I think that in every league right now, you know, even though it's a little bit premature, pretty soon we're going to have the end of January. People are going to be trading. They're going to be changing. Players are going to be changed from one team to another team. Coach is going to get fired. And
coach has already got fired.
It is unbelievable what's going on. But I was happy for, you know, Donadoni has been one of my favorite players right along. And I was happy, even, you know, I was happy with the result, you know, with for his team, because I like him, you know, basically, and I was unhappy for my team, of course. But
well,
at the end of the day, that's the way it goes.
Interesting times, and probably next week we'll get into the African Cup of Nations, which of course starts this coming Saturday in South Africa, and quite a few teams suffering because of players that have reported for duty to represent their countries. And interesting statistic, 368 players from clubs in 55 countries around the world are playing in the African Cup of Nations. So
and
we'll have
you never know who's going
to
win that tournament. That's always a turn-up for the books, as they call it. I mean, you could see any of those countries coming through and winning that tournament. And
yeah,
that'll
the money's
get them
on
set up
Cote d'Ivoire at the moment. Ivory Coast, Didier Drogba and company are highly fancied, but in this kind of a tournament, you never know what's going to happen.
And you never count out the home side. So, Dick, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next week. Have fun at the conference, and if you get any scoops,
definitely
let us know.
Well, I've lots to talk about, guys. Nice chance to see you again.
Ciao.
Congratulations on getting Abby One back to be on the show tonight.
You.
That was great.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Before we go to our break, we just want to mention once again, if you go to the Rhinos Facebook page at Rhinos, facebook.com/Rochester Rhinos, you can vote for which championship team you'd like inducted into the Rhinos Hall of Fame in 2013. One of the four championship teams from 98, 99, 2000, or 2001. Right now, the Open Cup champs are way ahead. So if you think it's one of the other A-League championship teams that should be in the Hall of Fame, go to the Facebook page of the Rhinos. Facebook.com/Rochester Rhinos, and you can cast your vote. Coming up next, we'll hear from Michael Lewis. We'll get more information on the NWSL, what's going on down in Sky Blue. It's a big news out of the Red Bulls camp today. We'll hear about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
The trouble in life drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The Rochester Lancers continue their fight for an MISL playoff berth on Sunday, January 27th at the Blue Cross Arena in a critical match against the Missouri Comets with an early kickoff of 1 p.m. Get your ticket to RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard and Sirianni. What a show tonight. We'll have our podcast up a little bit later if you missed the interview we had earlier with Abby Wambach. And again, get your flash tickets. They're going to go fast. It's going to be a great season. Again, go to WNYFlash.com or call Rhinos at 454-KICK. Michael, how you doing tonight?
Very, very good. Very, very good. Too bad about Abby that she's not much of a quote, huh?
not too much. But a lot to talk about the women, but there was some breaking news today about the Red Bulls and a new coach, and certainly a name that many soccer fans would know. It's not been official yet, but what can you tell us, Michael?
Well, all sources are indicating that he is set to be the next coach of the Red Bulls. It has taken the team enough time to get a new coach, more than 2 months after Hans Bakke was told that he wasn't going to be coming back for the 2013 season. Sources say that Paulo Sousa has agreed to a contract. I think it's just a matter of working things out and signing on the dotted line. Whether he is in Indianapolis for the MLS Super Draft, it remains to be seen, but finally the Red Bulls have a coach, and I think that's the main thing.
And the rumor also is that the assistant coach is going to be a very familiar name to U.S. soccer fans, gentleman who is from New Jersey, knows this team very well, is Claudio Reyna, one of the greatest players ever to play for the U.S., so... It's and Joe, you got to be happy. Paulo Sousa, former Juventus player.
Exactly. Yeah. Just I'm overwhelmed, and I think that finally New York is making the right decisions. Now, you know, this guy knows the game. He knows the player. He's going to be able to bring people to New York that are known. You know, that can help the image of New York be what it should be.
Mike, what do you think? Do you think it's a good move for the Red Bulls for Paulo Sousa? Or has he got experience? Coach, he's managed QPR and Swansea in the Premiership, so he's not a novice, that's for sure.
Definitely. The thing, I guess, is the fact that he's this will be, I think, his sixth team in 5 or 6 years, which might have some people a bit concerned whether or not he could hold the job or continue in a job for more than a year. He's been fired and also left on his own on a couple of jobs. I guess the other big question is whether or not how quickly he's going to take to Major League Soccer. Foreign-born coaches generally don't have a good track record unless they've been in the league for a number of years, such as Steve Nichols with the New England Revolution. But I think Claudio Reyna, being his top assistant, he's expected to teach him and make sure things go according the MLS way. A different approach, but I think it's something that has to be, I think, questioned whether or not the Red Bulls have done the right thing. I guess we'll know sometime next October or before that.
Well, Michael, I know you've written a lot about the Sky Blue allocations, and I think there's some disappointment there, especially with the fact that Carly Lloyd is going to be playing here for the Flash and not for Sky Blue, and also Tobin Heath going out to play in Portland with Alex Morgan and Christine Sinclair. But you've got Christy Rampone, he's a New Jersey native, the captain of the U.S. Women's National Team. Jill Lloyden is also a native of New Jersey. So there's definitely going to be a New York, New Jersey flavor on this team.
Definitely. I think, you know, the New Jersey connection not being there or as many possibilities as there were is a bit disappointing. I think more so might be the fact that except for one Mexican forward, Ocampa, there isn't really a well-known forward on this team. And you're going to get a lot of quality players in the allocation. And I think Sky Blue's challenge now is building an attack. I think defensively they're going to be solid. But I think from the attacking midfield on forward, they're definitely going to have to find someone special who could put the ball into the back of the net. Because, and I know you people, you guys probably talked about this already, when you have an all-around and attacking midfielder such as Carly Lloyd and Abby Wambach, that's a hell of a way to start an offense. Obviously, you've got to build a team around them, but that's two great components. Christy Rampone, a very good defender for the Sky Blue, but again, they're going to need more toward up front rather than the back right now.
It's going to be interesting because you mentioned about how Sky Blue has to build an offense. The Flash are going to need to build a defense because they basically don't have any defenders in their allocation. And something else that was brought up, we didn't bring this up with Abby, but the Flash were the team that were left out of the group of teams that had 7 allocated players. There was one player who the rumor was Megan Klingenberg, who dropped out of the NWSL. And so that left an opening there. And the Flash got just 2 players. They got 2 great ones. But it's almost, I was a little taken aback by the comment that was made. I believe it was Sunil Gulati said it in the original press conference that, well, Abby counts as 2 players. Abby is fantastic, but she's not 2 players. And you have to wonder if the Flash are going to get that first draft pick because of the fact they only got 6 players allocated rather than 7.
I believe Sunil Gulati was just kidding about that. At least that's the intent that I got. But I'll tell you this, for all my years of covering soccer, it's a lot easier to build a defense than it is an attack. If you've got, again, special players like Carly Lloyd and Abby Wambach, you're in really good shape. And I'm not saying it's easy to build from the back on up, but it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to destroy than to create. Many coaches have reminded me that through the years, all the way back to go back to my starting days with the Rochester Lancers and Don Dragon Popovich reminding me about how strong his teams were defensively at Old Hollander Stadium. But I think the Flash will find a way to build a good solid team.
So are you going to be at the convention this weekend?
Yes, I will. I will be leaving on Wednesday, returning on Saturday, and we'll attend as many drafts as I can. I guess the women's draft isn't open to the media, but there's going to be, I guess, a press briefing afterwards. So we'll see what our teams can stock up on some of the top players from the college ranks.
I'll tell you what, I think Howard's going to be there.
We're the only radio show in North America, probably, soccer show, that's going to have two representatives at that convention. So you and Dick need to get together at some point and share notes or something.
Definitely. I'm glad you told me about that. I'm going to have to find some time in the next day or two to listen to the radio show on a podcast. I want to see what Abby exactly had to say, because she always has something to say. But thanks for letting me know about Dick Howard being in Indy.
Well, if anybody wants to hear the podcast, if you know friends who didn't hear Abby's interview, you can get it in a couple hours probably at www.soccerisakickinthegrass.com. You can also get it from www.wysl1040.com. So, Mike, we have to run. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you again next week with get all the information about the convention.
Get some interviews over there.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Have a good day, Mike.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, it's one of the top scorers in the Major Indoor Soccer League, Maurizio Salas from the Lancers, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And the Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer, where we do live tweets during the Rhinos, Lancers, and Flash matches to keep you all updated. Speaking of the Lancers, we're joined now by one of the top scorers for the Lancers. A great match on Saturday against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Scored 4 goals. Maurizio Salas joined us. Maurizio's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Next home match is Sunday, the 27th of January at 1 p.m. against the Missouri Comets. Call 872-KICK to get your tickets. Maurizio, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's all my pleasure, Andrew, Joe.
How are you, Maurizio?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. I'm so glad to see you on the field, and I appreciate your efforts and how hard you play. But Andrew and I got a question to ask you.
All right, well, let's start with the good. Okay. Maurizio, I know you had a great individual match, scored 4 goals, but I'm sure you would have traded all that in for a victory on Saturday. What was the feeling of the team afterwards? I know I was upset. I was very sad about the loss, and it's a game we threw away pretty much.
Yeah, for sure. I would rather have the win than goals, but the goals helped the team also. But yeah, everybody was very sad also in the locker room. After the game, it's always a hard time when you lose, especially like that, when they score a 3-point at 2 minutes left. And we start to think what we could do better, so that didn't happen. But we have to throw that frustration out and get on the field every day and work even harder to get back on the right track.
Well, Maurizio, the question we both Joe and I wanted to ask is the free kick with a minute 30 left, top of the D. You know, I think of you like Roberto Carlos, your countryman. You know, you've got that weapon with the left foot. Why didn't? Why was the decision made for you not just to take a shot at goal with and that free kick?
Yeah, I was going to the ball to shoot, and Ray already had a plan with the coach to call a timeout and draw a play on the board. So when I was going to the ball, Ray said, no, no, and he called a timeout. And then we draw a play on the board, and I was on the right side, and Coach Jimmy draw a play where Ray was supposed to play the ball to Dougie or to Alan. And unfortunately, it didn't work out, but what to do?
Well, what can you do sometimes? I know, but you know, I just hope that we want to see. You scored a couple goals against Syracuse on a free kick, so their wall just buckled like a cracker, you know. And, but I know this weekend you've got 2 huge matches, Wichita and Missouri, on the road, and wins against those two teams puts us right back into the playoff hunt. So what's the outlook for those two matches?
Yeah, for sure. We know we have a lot of games against the teams that we are fighting for a spot in the playoffs, and at the end of the day, we depend on ourselves still. We still have 11 games to go, and we have the chance to win 11 games, and we are going to be in the playoffs for sure. So we don't need to be crying about the losses we have. Of course, we're not happy about it, but the only solution for that is hard work, and I love it. And I'm ready to be on the field all day long if it's necessary, and I'm sure my teammates also. So let's do what it needs to be done, and to get on the field and get some wins. And I'm very happy with the fans, for the support of the fans. Last game, it was amazing to have 8,000 plus people, fans on the arena. I'm very happy with that, and thank you for the fans.
Thank you, Maurizio, for being on the show. Good luck this weekend. Wish all the players good luck for us.
Thank you.
Maurizio Salas here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I thank Maurizio, Rich Randall, all the Lancers for all they do for our show. Of course, our special guest, Abby Wambach, Dan Levy, her agent, Chris Griffiths from the Western New York Flash. Thanks to both of them as well. Lancers in action Friday and Saturday, both 8:30 kickoffs on UNation.com. Friday against Wichita and Saturday against Missouri.
And I'd like to thank Soccer Sam for all the efforts he's making to make soccer what it is in Rochester.
Thanks to everybody. We'll see you next week on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.